Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The quiet and calm setting of Plenish Island in County Fermanagh was chosen as the site of 12 homes for soldiers who'd fought in the Great War. They were built in 1920 on large plots of up to 40 acres under the Irish Land Act of 1919, which also saw homes built in other areas across Ireland. Only one of the 12 men who moved here stayed. Johnny Balfour, who came from Fermanagh, married and farmed cattle and pigs. His son, Sammy, still lives on Plenish. Marion Maxwell from the Ballinalech local history group takes up the story.
We are standing in Plenish Island, which is in Upper Lough Erne. The island is a hidden world, really, that very few people know about. We're in the centre of the island. There are two little inland lakes, but on either side of us we can see the remains of two houses, two out of 12, which were built approximately in 1920, and it was a way of helping soldiers who had come back from the First World War to set them up with a house, and they could apply to have a house, a cottage and a garden, or they could apply to have one which had a bit of land to it. So it so happened that there was one main landowner here who owned most of the land on the island, and he made it available for this scheme. So 12 soldiers coming out of the war were given a house and approximately 30 or 40 acres. So the houses we're looking at, they're stone built, two-storey, with lovely slated roofs. But now, of course, if you look at this one, no front door, brambles growing through it, ivy up the walls, and cows grazing very peacefully beside, and it's just a reminder of a forgotten era. Our Ballinalech local history group have taken on as a project finding out who they were. We know one for definite because it's the only house still inhabited on the island, and it is lived in by the son of one of the original soldiers, Johnny Balfour.
The land commission, they promised the land if we come out of France. And I come out to France, and some of my comrades as well that come in here. I was given the house that I'm living in here today. Of course, I made little improvements on the house now. There's no use in saying that I didn't. And settled down and got married. And so we kept milk cows and pigs. That's how we made our living. And then what corn was grew on it was grown up and fed the cattle and pigs. When I come back to Fermanagh, there was nothing for us to work for in Fermanagh at that time. I knocked about for a while, and Plenish started then. And I come to Plenish. Got this place, put a few cattle on it, and started into work. Lord of Plenish. So I don't know. I'll have to finish my day on it now.
He was the only one who stayed. The received wisdom is that the rents were too high. That and the fact that they were very unfortunate in the 1920s. There was cattle fluke, which killed off a lot of their stock. And there were a series of bad harvests. Then we were into the Depression. And I think by 1940, all the others had gone. One was from Cavan, one was from here in Fermanagh. They met in the army. They were in the same battalion of the Royal Irish Fusiliers. They both got houses on Plenish. And when one of them left, the other one went with him, and the first one gave him a house, and they remained friends for life. We have to make our way through broken beams and bits of wire. It has been used as a makeshift cattle shed betimes, I think, but the main structure of this house is quite intact. And look at the lovely big fireplace with the fire brace. Oh, the remains of different coats of paint. paints and look at the upstairs rooms. I think we've lost a whole floor, of course, between the two floors. But it's quite big inside, and you can imagine on a winter's evening a roaring fire in that fireplace.
Clenish Island, in County Fermanagh. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.